email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a lot of you will know one of our next guests. He's been dancing on our TV screens on Sunday nights, brightening up the winter evenings. He represented Team Ireland in Taekwondo at 2024 Paris Olympics. But maybe more importantly, to the man sitting beside him, he recently got engaged to his now fiance, Jack Woolley and Dave Steed. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Thanks very
Congratulations.
Much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Very exciting. Is it 4 days in? 4 days into your... Has it changed anything between the two of you, Jack?
No, not really. No. It's still the same. To be honest, we've been together nearly 4 years now. And since kind of the first week, I was like telling him what colour we were going to have at our wedding and everything like that. So it's not not like a surprise. It was going to happen at some point.
And it was planned before, was it? And didn't happen?
It was, yeah. It was planned at Paris. Both of us had it actually planned unannounced to each other.
Right.
But it didn't happen. He didn't get a medal, so he wasn't getting a ring.
Right. No medal, no ring.
Yeah.
Well, and then it was a plan on getting the glitter ball. That didn't happen either, but you know, went for it anyways.
Well, in fairness, I'd say, you know, disappointed at Paris. Not a good time to then propose.
No. Not ideal.
No. But who's going to tell me what happened on Sunday night then? So you're in the final of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Reese McLennan wins.
Yeah.
Do they know who comes second or?
No, but I don't want to know.
You don't want to know?
I don't want to know.
In your age, you came second.
Sure. Yeah, sure. No, to be fair, I'm just glad to share the final with my good friends. So that's all. I don't want to get into too much of a competition with all. So.
Okay. Yeah. So take us from there then. So it's we're watching at home. The litter ball's presented. There's the melee at the end dancing around. And then cameras are off, lights are off. Fake tan washed off, all the glitter gone.
Yeah.
What happens next?
Well, we flew home, got changed for the wrap party. So the big party at the end of it, everyone gets together. And I actually had no clue what was happening. All I hear is him on the microphone. I'm like, why is the head of Dance with the Stars giving Dave a microphone? Yeah. I'm being pushed into the middle of a crowd going, what is going on? And then the penny drops. But
go on, Dave, you take it up.
So there was actually only three people at the wrap party who knew about it. And one of those was Danny O'Carroll. And Danny had said, oh, yeah, geez, that's good, yeah.
So did you tell him that you were planning it?
I told him.
Right.
And
were you looking for advice or?
I was like, maybe I might do it. I'll leave it till Tenerife or so like that. We're actually going to Tenerife on Sunday with Kaylee and her partner. And Danny disappears, comes back. Dave, it's all sorted. I was like, what's all sorted, Danny? And he goes, talking to Larry Bass there, he's going to give you the mic. I goes, what do you mean? And at that point then, at the start, my heart was going. I was like, oh my God, right, I have to do it.
Yeah.
And so I said, yeah, now is the right time.
So we just blamed Danny.
It was all Danny. I'm blaming Danny.
So go on, you got the mic.
I got the mic and I introduced myself and I says, I'd like to call Jack up. Jack come up and he's looking at me. And then everybody in the room was like just standing there looking. And then I start talking and it was like,
what did you say? Come on. Don't spare us any details.
I was like, well, I had planned on doing this if Jack lifted the glitter ball. I said, and unfortunately he didn't. I said, but this ring has been born in a hole in my pocket since Paris. And I think now is the right time to do it. And at that moment, the penny dropped in the room and everybody's face was like, and then I got down on one knee and I asked Jack, would he marry me?
It took me about 30 seconds to reply. We were just hugging and we were like, I think he knew already it was going to be a yes from like meeting each other 4 years ago. I would have said yes on the first day I met him. Like, but I'm just sat there and I'm like, I haven't told the room what I've said yet. So I took the microphone and says, yes.
We only watched the video back of it. Somebody recorded it. And we only watched it back today. And I was like, oh my God, it feels like a blur.
Well, congratulations. Yeah,
thank you very much.
How did you meet? Or can you tell us that?
he messaged me on Instagram just before Tokyo. So I was going away and I wanted to, funnily enough, I wanted to just get this speaker, right? And I'd lost my speaker and I wanted to get it for going away to Tokyo. And I put it up on Instagram and he messaged me. He goes, oh, I've pre-ordered it for you. It's in the airport. Go pick it up. I goes, who is this weirdo? Didn't even follow him back or anything. I was like, he was on private. I was like, yeah, no. We just started chatting away then. He was a PT and stuff. He was very interested in my sport. I didn't think of anything of it. Like, it wasn't very flirty or anything. And then obviously Tokyo happened the way it did. And I wasn't overly pleased with my result. I got home and I says, do you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to enjoy my life. For years, I was always told I wasn't allowed relationships in high level sport or a distraction, everything like this. And I goes, do you know what, this chap has been really, really sound and all, I'm not too sure, I'm just going to bite the bullet here and ask him out for a coffee. And I got a reply back saying, no, I don't like coffee. I goes, oh, I just barked at the wrong tree there, it's a straight bloke that I've accidentally just asking out by accident.
Is that code or something that I don't know? No, you just said
he just was
like,
I didn't like coffee. And then 2 days later he goes, sorry, I was in work, I didn't reply. Well, I do like ice cream if you want to go for one. So fast forward then 2 days and we're sat in a McDonald's car park having a McFlurry on our first day. And Here we are now engaged. Yeah. Like, it's been
brilliant.
Crazy, but I think I kind of knew. You said that in his speech, actually, engagement. Yeah. He says, I remember our second day, he sat on the sat at the beach in Bray. We were having an ice cream and I then knew that it was going to be forever, and here we are.
But Dave, that was difficult for you.
It was, yeah, because at the time I wasn't out or anything at all like that, and yeah, I was very nervous, but at the same time, I wanted that someone in my life, that special person in my life that I could love and share the love that I have with them.
That's beautiful, Dave.
Yeah, but like, it's mad to think, like, we've been through so much in such a short period of time straight away. Like, we got together at the start of August 2021, and 2 weeks later then we had the assault, and then Dave had some family stuff going on that was just, it was a lot to handle at the very start of our relationship.
I remember that assault and looking at the pictures of you. It was a bad, bad assault.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we'd only been together less than 2 weeks.
That was the night after our second day.
Right.
So I woke up to the message of his friend and saying, Jack has been assaulted in town. I was like, what's going on?
It was COVID, so you couldn't visit him.
COVID couldn't visit me. And I remember I was sat in the hospital and my best friend is actually called David. And I'd only told him a few minutes before what had happened, and the nurse came in and gave me a little care package, and I had water and and chocolates and stuff in it. And it says, don't worry, Jack, you'll never be ugly. Love, Dave. David. And I was like, but I've only just told him 5 minutes ago. There's no way he got from Talla out here. And then the penny dropped. It was himself. And we'd like been on two dates and stuff. But I think from then, I still have the little letter that he wrote me. I have it framed and it's beside my bed and I keep it. And I think that was the first time I knew that that was somebody special, because you don't get somebody who cares that much after such a short period of time. And, you know, I remember coming home after my first day with him, and my mom just said she knew straight away. Like, as soon as I walked in the door, I goes, Mom, I'm going to tell you all about this. And she said that she had a similar experience with my dad when she came home to tell her ma. And she just was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, they were happy for you.
Yeah, they were delighted. Like, our first New Year's together, I remember my mom pulling me aside. My mom pulled Dave aside and my dad pulled me aside at the same time. And they both said the same thing, just in opposite. My mom says to him, you break my son's heart, you're in for it. And my dad says to me, he goes, you break that man's heart. We want him in the family. We love him. We need to keep him around. You know, I'm kind of wrapped in bubble wrap in my house, like with the sport and stuff. They don't be getting injured. So now my dad has him for carrying all the logs in and everything. Yeah. I don't get to do any of that.
Me and Harry spend the weekend in the side garden, as we like to call it, chopping the logs and
bonding, talking about
wood.
Yeah. So you're PT, personal trainer.
Yeah.
But you always wanted to be a guard.
That's right, yeah. From a young age, I wanted to be a guard. And just before Tokyo, or just a little after, I had gone for it. And the competition actually ended for me because I turned 36.
Right.
And so when you're, back then, when you were 36, that's it, you couldn't be a guard. But then they increased the age and I said, do you know what? Let's give it one last go. And sure, if I get it, I get it. And lo and behold, I got through all of the stages. There was meant to go down 10th of March, but I'd have missed the semi-final and the final of Dancing with the Stars, and you know we wouldn't be sitting here.
It's all my fault,
dear Mr. Guard.
Yeah, please come back.
I have to watch my future fiance dancing, so I won't be able to make it to Templemore.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm hoping to head down now in June.
Great,
hoping to get an email. And to confirm.
That's brilliant. Congratulations on that as well. Yeah, it's all happening, isn't it?
It is.
Very busy.
Now, Dancing with the Stars and the experience. Yeah. And when I saw you first, I said, that's not fair. He's going to be a brilliant dancer. And I wasn't wrong. You look better than most of the professionals there.
Yeah, I loved it. It was brilliant. Like, it's been a dream since I'm a kid to go on the show. Like, I've watched it since... literally forever. I watched Strictly, and then Ireland got its own Dance with the Stars. And you know, I was actually only saying there, my nana loved the show. We used to talk about it all the time, and she goes, if you go to the Olympics, you could be on Dance with the Stars, Jack. I don't think she actually cared about the sport. She just wanted me on Dance with the Stars. And, and she said three things: Olympics, Dance with the Stars, and to be on the side of a Dublin bus.
Right.
And I've done two of those now. We're in process of trying to get me on the side of a Dublin bus.
Dear Dublin bus.
Yeah. But now they're being great. I'm just trying to get together some photos and stuff. And I think it's going to be something like along me and Paris, me and Dance with Stars.
Oh, so it's
Ho.
Happening. It's
yeah. I'm organising it at the moment. Yeah, I didn't have much time with obviously the amount of training we did for the show and stuff. But
will you tell people? I don't think people understand the amount of commitment you have to give to Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. 5-6 hours a day. Some people were even doing more, learning to dance, and it consumes your whole life. Like, social media is hectic. You're doing interviews, you're trying to fit in, you're training, you're trying to find time to eat and sleep. Like, it is so intense, but it's so fun.
And, and see me
and see you. Yeah.
and your partner Alex, like, you looked like you hit it off completely.
Oh, she's the best. Like, she is the reason I enjoyed it as much as I did. Like, I don't think I would have had the same experience if I was paired with anybody else. Like, yes, we all got on, but I think they really nailed the partner there.
Will you explain to me and our listeners as well, because your parents said to you, and other people who knew you really well said to you, that it was great to see you smiling again.
Yeah. For years in elite sport, especially in a weight making sport, it knocks your confidence, and having to constantly be on diet, watch what you eat, be like going into weigh-ins, dehydrated, like it's very up and down emotional wise. And then obviously with the assault in Dublin, that I've kind of been very self-conscious about my lips. So anytime like I get photos taken, my mouth is closed, I'm just kind of grinning. And now the show kind of brought it back. I remember on the first day I said something, we were all getting a group photo, and I was like, Jack, smile. I was the only one that wasn't smiling. And Elaine Crowley goes, Jack, you have a lovely smile. Now, I don't want to see you closing your mouth for the whole thing. And she was like, your scar makes you you. It's your person. Like, it's your story. And I've always wanted to get fixed. And, you know, I think it was week 3. My mom got very upset when she seen me smiling on the TV. And she was like, I finally see you again. Mm-hmm. And we haven't had that for maybe the last 5-6 years. It's like with the sport and then everything that's gone on since. Mm. And that just kind of allowed me to open up. And Alex as well, getting me to be Jack Woolley again was just amazing. And look at me now. I can't stop smiling. You know? Finally Dance with the Stars. And now you're engaged. Yeah, and just media stuff.
You're like Cheshire Cats.
Yeah, that's it.
Have you seen a change?
Yeah. Like, the Jack you all have seen every Sunday night on Dancing with the Stars is the Jack that I know and love. And for him to go out there, put himself out there on a Sunday night and let everybody see that wonderful person is just amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I get the brunt of the whey cutting. Yeah. That water's not fresh.
Yes, it is!
You know?
So you're going back into training now for Taekwondo.
Yeah.
So you have your eyes on LA.
Yeah.
Which is 3 years away.
3 years away.
2028.
Yeah, and I'm over training in Spain.
Right.
So
In Templemore.
I'll be in Templemore.
Yeah, so even if I was in Dublin,
it's
we'd still
be
apart.
Very glamorous, Templemore.
In Madrid, yeah.
So how is that going to work out? Long distance?
Well, we've done it already. So as soon as Paris finished, I took a couple of weeks break and decided to go back over to Madrid to just train there full time. New coaches, new environment and everything. And we kind of tested it out. And then I got the call for the show, and I knew I was going to come back. So it was a nice little tester of time, 3 months apart. And, you know, we'd see each other maybe every 5-6 weeks. It was tough, but, you know, we both knew that it was for the best. And yeah, then he's going into the guards and stuff like that. So it was going to be long distance anyways, regardless if I was in Dublin or not. So,
And you know, the guards and your attack, do you chat about that safety on the streets, or do you chat about that at all?
We did at the very start. Like, I was like, oh, come on, why aren't they not doing anything? Where's the investigation? Why aren't they not knocking at your door? This and that. And that kind of pushed me then a little bit more to say, do you know what? If and when I do be on the streets of Dublin, no matter where I am, if I could help anybody out in any way possible, I know I'm not going in there to be a superhero, I'm not going to change the world or anything at all like that. There is rules and there is superiors that you have to listen to and all like that. But if I could help that, just that one person, I think I could take the box, job done.
And Dave, you're originally from Finglas.
Yeah.
And would you like to, are you allowed to go back to your home place? No, you're not. No.
No, they don't station you there.
Right,
okay. But I love Finglas. Absolutely love it. Love the people in Finglas like that. Uh-huh. You know, but I think going in there, I have a little bit of an advantage because it'll be more streetwise than, say, the person from Kerry or Cork.
And you're older, like that, wiser, you know, as well. You're more mature. More mature, yeah. You lived a bit of life.
That's it.
Now, you're saying that from a week in, you're discussing wedding plans.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So what are they now that you are engaged?
No, it was not necessarily wedding plans, but I'm very organised. I want to know what colour everything's going to be.
Because your mum has that as well. She's coordination queen.
Every week she has to, her and my dad have to match match my outfits on Dance with the Stars. So I have that from her, obviously, but I'm seeing, like, we're watching TV, I'm like, oh, that's a lovely colour combination, Dave. We're going to have that as a, like, oh, you could wear that colour and then you could go the opposite way, you know, because one of us isn't going to be in a white dress. Like, so we have to kind of match it, you know.
So you could match full on.
No.
No, you're not going to do that.
No, you did the opposite.
The opposite, right? Yeah. So if you wear black, he wears white, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you won't let me wear white. That's one rule.
No
white. Anyhow,
We're thinking like maybe like cream, sage, greeny, gold, like such. Like,
or that nice baby blue and something.
Oh, that'll do.
It's lovely Radio 1 blue. Yeah. It's nice. Nice blue here. Yeah.
Very nice. And blue is my favourite colour.
Blue is his favourite colour. And then I have to let him do something, like, because I'm obviously very controlling, but he has a very special song that he heard, and he was like, Jack, can this be our wedding song? And I says, yeah, I heard the lyrics and they speak so much to him.
It's actually it's a cover of a Kylie Minogue song, and it's called Love at First Sight, but it's by a lady, Blame Jones, and it's just the lyrics of it, I can relate to them so much. There was love
at first sight. Now, would that be a quick step or an American smooth, or what would it be?
It's an American smooth.
It's an American smooth. There you go.
It is. I've already been on to Alex. I'm like, right, okay, we're going to choreograph it, and I need to get her to teach Dave how to dance, you know. Yeah, so she's been on it. She was told a couple of weeks ago, like, not even before we were engaged, like, because we always talk about it, and it's like we did our Grace American Smooth.
Yes.
And I knew, because I've a good ear for the music and the dancing, so I says I knew that was what it was.
Did you have a hand in choosing the songs?
Not really. I think we get at the start, we get like a list sent to us of like, oh, what songs make you happy, what songs make you sad, stuff like that. But to be fair, only not many of them got used.
My favourite of yours, and Grace, you did use that. Grace just told that was the American Smooth. But the one where you were sort of aliens, yourself and Alex.
That was Jack.
Yeah. That was a spectacular dance.
That was surreal. Yeah. I just got to see it twice because you just put me in the bottom two.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was incredible. That was so fun. Like, you get told what song it is. You get told like a theme.
Yeah,
and she's like, Aliens, Fright Night, there's the song. And it has to be a salsa. And she went, oh, I'm going to have fun with this. And fun we had. Like, it was incredible.
Yeah, it was brilliant. So you didn't win.
Nope.
Did that hurt or?
Yeah.
It did, right?
I'm not going to lie to you. For the first maybe hour and a half, and then I was like on the way to the rap party, and I goes, do you know what? it's a dancing show on the TV. It's not that deep. And I just went out and I goes, I'm not going to see a lot of these people all in the same room together again. You know, we've had a journey together and it's been so fun. Why let that affect me? And I just went out, you know. I went in, I didn't go in to win, but the closer we got to the end, I did get a little bit excited because of the level I was at with the dancing and stuff like
that.
But
the closer you get to winning, the more you want it, I suppose.
Yeah, but to be able to share the final with such amazing people and, you know, like, I've met a friend for life.
Kaylee. So you're holidaying with Kaylee and
Harvey. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we came back from the rap party and, like, you couldn't separate us. Patrick said we were out again. You know, the four of us, and now we're hitting Tenerife on Sunday. So it's going to be some buzz with her, you know.
And have you set a date for the wedding?
No. Not yet. We are...
We were having a chat because his sister is also engaged.
Oh, right.
And she
got engaged first.
Yeah.
And there's etiquette, isn't there? There's politics.
She wants it to be after her.
Of course. Well, that's the.
And she's picked 2027.
My word.
And I'm like, are you having a laugh? So maybe if there's a, if places get onto us being like, oh, no, dude, do it next year, then no problem. We'll take that. But
no, but there are rules when it comes to that sort of thing.
Yeah. And she is my younger sister, my baby sister.
Right.
And I wouldn't be able to
do
that.
You don't upset her.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
So you loved the camera.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself do more television?
I would love to. Like, Tala accent, I don't think it's made for radio. But yeah, if
there are
you
no
want
rules
put
anymore.
Camera
no rules
in my
anymore.
Face all day long, I thought it was something I was going to struggle with day one, but I loved it. You know, I've been on the TV since I'm a kid. Like, I was on Show I Get an O'Shea when I was like six. I was on The Den, I was on this, I was on everything, and I loved it. And it's definitely something I want to go down if I can.
Well, listen, congratulations on getting to the final.
Thank you.
And maybe coming second. We don't know. We'll never know. And congratulations to yourself and Dave. And I'm sure we'll talk to you before you go to LA in 2028.
Yeah.
If we don't, there's something terribly wrong. So great to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.